The benefit finders, the optimists, were, after 2 years, were 19% more likely to survive. But by far the most influential and interesting study done in this area of benefit finding and optimism was the Nunn study. The Nunn study, which showed in many ways that the Bible was correct, in that joy does prolongeth our lives. And the Nunn study was done in started in 1932. In 1932, 178 nuns who had just completed their training, they were around the age of 22, just about to embark on their mission, were tested on numerous accounts. And one of the things that they did was write biographical sketches of themselves. And we had this data for decades. And psychologists just very recently opened up the data and wanted to look at it and wanted to understand what predicts longevity. Which of the nuns are still alive today? How long did they live? And this was done in 1932 when they were average age of 22. And they looked for predictors of longevity. So they looked at how complex their essays were. In other words, their intellectual capacities, zero correlation to longevity. They looked at place of residence. Maybe if they lived in places with less or more pollution, that would impact how long they lived. Zero correlation. California, Boston, no difference. They looked at how devout they were, their levels of belief at that time, at the age of 22, didn't predict longevity.